You know, summer is obviously almost upon us, and a lot of teens will not be working in this country, often by choice, academic reasons, but also because of competition from older workers and or, in some inner city situations, a lack of opportunity. So really a whole bunch of things going on. Andrew Sorgel, senior reporter, U.S. News and World Report, has a very comprehensive account of this in U.S. News Online. And Andrew, what did you find?
Well, it's very interesting. As you mentioned, it's a very complicated landscape. There are quite a few things driving this, and it's certainly not something that happened overnight. You look at the percentage of teens who were working, actively looking for a job last July. That's typically peak month. It was a little less than 43% last July. In 1978, it was up near 72%. Again, not something that's happened overnight. Education is the primary driver here. You know, certainly their kids' graduation rates are much higher than they were. Undergraduate attendance much higher than it was. Anecdotally, we know schools are very competitive. Requires a lot of kids to take summer classes. So it really is. It's a very complicated landscape, and there are quite a few variables by demographic, by household income that were interesting.
And there is a paradox too, where you find that some low income kids, where earning some bucks would be very helpful to the family generally, but they're not finding the gigs, and some of the more affluent kids are. But of course, they have family connections in some cases.
Exactly. It really is. That speaks to one of the bigger problems here. It's not necessarily that teens that aren't working are the problem. In many cases, disproportionately, teens from more affluent backgrounds are the ones that are going to have these jobs. The teens that are from more impoverished backgrounds that, may need more professional connections, may need, more income. They're not typically the ones that have these jobs, again, because they may not have the opportunities locally.
But again, we have this paradoxical situation, looking for lifeguards. Yeah. Hello, lifeguards anywhere, maybe lower the age, maybe get some children who are visiting from other places. It's kind of amazing.
Well, Wisconsin did that. You don't think of them as the water park or lifeguard capital of the world, but they recently lowered the minimum age at which you can work as a lifeguard in the state. So certainly, again, on a state-by-state basis, there are certain things that can be done here to widen a pool of teens that could work. But, yeah, that's one example. Wisconsin bumped their minimum age from 16 down to 15. And anecdotally, we're already seeing that employment is less of an issue for lifeguards in Wisconsin this summer.
Well, I think it's important to make the point that it's not just lazy kids who are playing video games all day. the academics, opportunity maybe to take more AP courses, there's a whole lot of that going on, too, and or trying to find the right fit in terms of an internship, which may not be technically a job but is career-driven.
Exactly. It's not necessarily that these teens aren't working. They may not be employed in a full-time or a part-time job, but sure, in most cases, it's not like they're sitting on the couch.
Well, what was the most surprising thing as you researched the story? What we just talked about or anything else, Andrew?
Well, I'll tell you what, the demographic differences are really interesting. I think something that I'm going to be peeling back here as we go on, possibly with follow-up story, is the work hour restrictions, the type of jobs that teens can do now are very different than they were in decades past, and how that might be affecting all this. Certainly, if you're a teen in a part-time job, there are restrictions. You can't necessarily go work in a factory and do more dangerous work.
Of course. And 10 seconds, true confessions. Did you work when you were in high school?
I did. I had many. I was a lifeguard, actually. Oh. I was a soccer referee. I was a cashier. I worked quite a bit.
All right, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
Andrew Sorgel, U.S. News and World Report, with us live on summer jobs.